If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. I'm talking about Nastasia Arinsa. And Nastasia, yesterday Eskom made a startling announcement, one that we're very happy with, but startling nonetheless when you consider that about 250 days ago we were constantly stuck at stage 5 load shedding. They said there will be enough electricity for South Africa for the next 5 years.
Yeah, it is startling to say, but the new report came out from Eskom saying, as you mentioned, they'll have enough generation capacity for the next 5 years, even if the economy grows by 2.6% over that period. But this is based on the proviso that Eskom keeps the energy availability factor of its power stations at an average rate of 63%. In the week ended October 27th, the energy availability factor reached almost 64%, but the average for the year to date is just below 60%. And should it decline towards 50%, the country could once again face load shedding. The latest version shows an improved outlook compared to last year, which showed an inadequate supply in all scenarios. Eskom is required by NERSA to publish the outlook by October 30th every year. And this is to give guidance to policymakers about the need for additional generation capacity.
Now, when you speak about the Saab, right, the way that the Saab controls the economy is via inflation targeting. And they'll say that they like inflation to be anywhere between 3 to 6%. But usually, they always go midpoint. So it ends up being around about 4, 4.5. And the conversation started being had about why it is that we even speak of the higher ranges in inflation targeting, such as the 5 and the 6, when really all we're targeting is about a 4.
Yeah, so the Reserve Bank, as you mentioned, formally pursued inflation target in the year 2000. It made it one of the early adopters, but the goal has never been revised. In 2017, it began explicitly communicating that it was aiming to anchor price expectations around the 4.5% midpoint of its target range. Recently, we've heard Reserve Bank Governor Lesecha Kanyahu saying that the target was overdue for a review and it should be adjusted lower, and they are working with Treasury to review it. However, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana said yesterday on the sidelines of a conference that South Africa is unlikely to have a new inflation target by February's budget. So we'll see how the conversations behind the scenes unfold. Just a note for the listeners, the Reserve Bank is going to deliver their last interest rate decision for the year on November 21st.
Okay, no worries. And what are the markets looking like?
Rand is 17.62 to the dollar, so not much movement there. Against the euro, we're 19.16, and against the pound, 22.72. Oil is extending gains in the markets, and gold continues to climb as investors continue to book profits, and this is following the fresh record high we saw yesterday.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. That's Nastasia Arinsa.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.